The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Oracle. AI may be the most important new computer technology ever. Do more and spend less like some of the world's most successful companies. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/LinkedIn Podcast Network.
LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to Brown Table Talk. I am DC Marshall, founder and CEO of Diverse and Engage, Wall Street alum, top WB CEO and LinkedIn top voice. I am here with my co-host. Hey there, Mita.
Hey there, Dee. I'm Mita Malik, a LinkedIn top voice, a business leader, a mom, and now author of Reimagine Inclusion, Debunking 13 Myths to Transform Your Workplace. Please go check it out on Amazon.
And Mita and I started Brown Table Talk as a place to spill the tea on the hard truths women of color face in their workplaces from my perspective as a Black woman and for Mita from her view as a South Asian woman. At our table, we unpack it all. We don't leave any juicy details out. And here's the deal. We're going to provide you with tips at the end. Tips not on how to survive, but how do you thrive in organizations wherever you are. So, Mita, what are we talking about today?
Ready, Dee?
Ready.
Stop telling us not to burn bridges. Stop. Stop telling us not to burn bridges. Oh, this is going to be a juicy one. This is also, Dee and I have been chatting about this. We got into it a little bit in a prior episode, if you listened to that. And it's just the season to have this conversation. So we're going to spill some tea, share some juicy stories. And of course, as Dee said, leave those tips at the end for you. But Dee, my friend, what say you? Do you burn that bridge?
You know what? So burn the bridge, I have learned, is code for a professional standard for a certain group of people. Stay in your lane, stay in your place. That's what it is. Don't burn a bridge is code for, it's professional code for a certain demographic to stay in your place, that you will not challenge, talk back. You will mind these, you know, rules of the workplace. Now, let me just say this, and then certainly I want to hear your story. I believe in respect and respectful transitions. I believe in that. I do. But let's go to our, what's becoming a theme on the show, Mita, 80-20. Let's go to don't burn a bridge. There's probably 80-20%. 20% is professional respect, or let's just say respectful things, right? Transitions. But 80% of that is code for stay in your place and don't talk back and do not challenge. Okay. What say you, friend?
I feel like it's being weaponized, the burn your bridge, right? It's a way to silence us.
It is
a way to say, don't say your piece on the way out. Don't say the truth in the exit interviews. Move forward. It's the toxic positivity we've talked about. Move forward, stay positive, leave that behind. Don't rock the boat. Listen, I'm exactly in the same place as you are. Have I wanted to detonate a bridge before? Not burn it, but detonate it? Yeah. But I show up with grace and kindness. What does our forever first lady say? When they go low, we go high. Right? So I understand that. But at the same time, let me tell you my story. Oof.
Okay, go. Oof. Hear it.
So I've talked about this before. Many moons ago, I had a boss. She did not wear Prada. She wore Chanel. She was the devil who wore Chanel. And I grew up in the beauty industry. You all know. I've done many different beauty stints in my career. Before I wrote novels, And then before.
And now your best-selling book.
Best-selling book.
Available now on Amazon. Keep going.
Thank you, Dee. So she literally had, I'm not joking, she had a team twice of 14 people turnover. Twice, this woman. Twice in 2 years. No, this is how, this was infamous. And when I finally got out, when it was the year that I finally got out, I was ready, right? In that exit interview to say it all. And everybody, don't rock the boat. Just tell them you're moving for another opportunity. Don't say it. Don't do it. And I listened. I listened and I caved. And you know what? I was like, I really want to run a bigger business with a bigger P&L. So that's why I'm leaving, in my meek voice. And that's what I said. I said that to HR. I said that to the president at the time. I said that was like my standard line because people were just like, don't rock the boat. Don't cause trouble. But this was also, everyone knew she was an issue and no one wanted to deal with it. We've all encountered those people in our careers. But that, it's just, even when you think about exit interviews right now.
Yeah.
Like, I have been socialized my entire career to not tell the truth during an exit interview. Don't ever tell them the real reason you're leaving. Don't ever burn the bridge. And so I have never, only once in my career, but I, for the most part, have always moving on for another opportunity.
But you know what we all have? I think we all have, respectfully. Or you know what many of us have? I feel like I'm going to say this from as a Black woman. I feel like, yes, and I know some of us are like, no, H to the no. Okay, let me, and with a few, you know, and you know, with anyway, I do feel like many of us have been respectful and done as you stated because of this unspoken socializing, but also I think because our generation, again, speaking as a Black woman, like my parents grew up in the civil rights era. And so they were coming, and then the Jim Crow era. So it was really about being very respectful and obedient because you had to be. And then so us as children of that generation, we were still in very much obedient and being respectful. And so that don't burn the bridge, we're still kind of there. And then I think in recent years, we have been much more bold and unapologetic about speaking our truth. And then, but our kids now look, Gen Z, they're like, oh, they cancel. Everything is canceled. They're going to let you know. Listen, Dane and Jack are, all of them are out of order and they're calling names. They're calling numbers, names, rank. I mean, so I do think there's something about generation. There's some generational thing around burning bridges, right? Like, do you agree? Cause like Gen Z is like, go ahead.
I just appreciate you sharing that cultural context. I think that's a powerful insight for anyone who's trying to understand your lived experience of what you just talked about the respectful obedient. And again, we always say we have similar but different life experiences. And from my experience being raised as a South Asian woman, that respectful obedient piece that you just talked about really resonates with me, right?
See?
And so it is like when I think about exactly when you're talking about Gen Z, I was just talking to a mentee of mine who is Gen Z. He's a powerhouse. He runs an agency. He's amazing. And we were chatting. We were just a great conversation the other day. And I just think about for all the times I have been harmed and hurt in the workplace, right? And there have been a number that I've talked about on this podcast. Why am I not allowed to burn that bridge? Why? Why am I not allowed to burn the bridge? If someone has hurt and harmed me, I'm not talking about D micromanaged me and D didn't give me that assignment. And D, I mean, listen, we all have that, right? But I'm talking about hurt and harm we have experienced in the workplace as women of color. I'm not allowed to burn that bridge.
I'm supposed to be respectful and kind.
I'm supposed to be respectful, kind, and obedient on the way out. I'm supposed to allow that person to hurt and harm others. I'm not allowed to say it out loud. I'm supposed to keep it quiet. That's when I talk about burning the bridge. I want to be clear because we talk about time, lead ourselves with grace, professionalism. All of those things are important in your career. I wouldn't, you know, there are moments. I'm not saying to burn every bridge, but why can't I burn a few?
You should.
Why am I not allowed to burn a few?
You should. You know what you just helped all of us learn or just draw a line? The line is we're not talking about manager normal management and leadership styles that we may disagree with. It's hurt and harm. You. Hurt and harm is the qualifier for burn the bridge. Hurt and harm is the qualifier for, you know, you speak up. And Mita, you have done this well on the show and teaching us that we have the experience, not just for ourselves, but for those who are coming behind. Like when you have talked about on another episode, when you wrote a letter, like when the offer was rescinded and other experiences where you spoke up, although you had already removed yourself, you had already opted out, you had already made a decision for yourself, but you spoke up and you advocated for those coming behind. And so I think this is so, I think it's helpful to know if it's hurt, harm, you have to speak up, burn the bridge, because there's others coming behind you. And if you don't, then, you know, we've not been responsible with the seat. We've not been responsible with the seat.
Yeah. And it's hard, Dee, because I think some of our friends who are listening right now would say it's really easy for you to say that, but there are consequences.
Yeah.
There are consequences. Because as we talk about references are canceled, right? That's another great episode we had where a viewer asked us about references. Like, what do you do when you're asked for a reference? So let's say an employer has caused me severe hurt and harm. I'm not going to say employer. Let me take a step back, because employers are made of people. Companies don't exist on their own. A leader has caused me hurt and harm.
Yes.
And I decide to say something. I decide to burn the bridge on my way out. What I have to think about is I have a long career ahead of me. Is that going to haunt me? Is that going to follow me? When you do those reference checks off the record, and you start to find a reason, oh, Mita was real difficult on the way out. She burned that bridge. She burned that bridge. So that's, I understand that's a real sort of, I'm in a different season in my career where I'm just like, I have one life to live and I'm going to try to make this better for those who follow me. That's the season I'm in, but I can understand people might be in a different.
Yeah, they are. And I think I do think you're right. As you are more mature in your career and further along, you could boldly stand in. If you burned a bridge, it was necessary. It was purposeful. So if you encounter said leader down the road, no, you could stand in your truth and your power and have that conversation. But I want to tease this out. That's the risk of burning a bridge. When you're young in your career, part of the fear, part of the concern is, okay, if I'm at this company, I'm leaving. Let's just say financial services, because I worked on Wall Street for many years before I started the company. And so, you know, people hopped around. So if you burn the bridge over here at company, you know, X, you're going over to company Y. Not only, even if references are canceled, the manager that you left at company X is probably going to wind up at company Y or the next company, company Z. And so I think that's the concern. And that's why the advice for this is burn the bridge respectfully. When there's been a real offense of hurt and harm, then that way you can sleep well at night. You know what I mean? But that's why you want to be really mindful. Because you'll be able to live with it. Because again, if you go from company X, Y, or in industry, you can stand in it. You know, I've had a situation, an encounter with an individual, and apparently they were still holding on to something 10 years ago. Now, I remember something 10 years ago, and actually it's not as the person believed. They so I'm glad I had that reference point. They got caught up in somebody else's thing, and that other person committed the offense. They were the offender. And I'm like, no, I remember this. I remember this distinctly. And then also I remember helping the person. I remember.
Yes.
They coached with the company. I remember I sent them the therapist. So now all of a sudden, like, first of all, I'm a free agent over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But I also, I keep records. And let me tell you this. This is just more personal. It's not just I keep records. I don't keep records. I think I am, I think God, y'all, you know, I'm a woman of faith. God allows me to remember what I need to remember. But also, here's the record that I keep. The record that I keep, Mita, is that I sleep well at night. That means I'm comfortable in knowing I have not offended or unjustly done anything to anyone. And that is the record that I keep in my being and in my spirit. And so when you talk about burning the bridge, just making sure, I think for everybody listening, when you do burn the bridge, think about our 80-20 rule. Think about when it's been hurt, harm, and can you stand in that and sleep well at night? And if you encounter said leader down the road, you could say, you know what, if it's 5 years, if it's 10 years, and they approach you and say, hey, remember when? And you could really stand and say, you know what, if you'd like to talk about it, we can, and I'll be brief. Yes, that was the experience. There was hurt and there was harm. Yes. And I did that. And I did that not for me. There was no benefit or value, but it was so that the feedback perhaps would be received, and so that people coming behind me may have. Do you feel the confidence in that?
I feel the confidence. Listen, I was nervous because I thought you had a record on me. You said you had records. I was like, oh God, records. Oh God. I love that though.
But you know why? And this is also something you said, something I'm thinking about another episode. You know why this is good? Because when you run into the person at that conference, at the industry conference.
Let me tell you what you said, I deeply felt, because I have had a long career. I will continue to have even a longer career. I have burned one bridge in my career and I sleep very well at night. One bridge. That's it. Exactly what you said. Because here's the thing. You can't burn every bridge and expect to stay employed unless you want to run your own company like D, right? But, and even then, burning bridges, and it's a small world of clients.
That's right.
You're working
with
Fortune execs who all know each other, right? But I think I love when we said the hurt and the harm. And so, I'm going to burn a bridge. Even with the woman who, the devil who does not wear Prada, she wore Chanel. I didn't burn the bridge with her. Right. Over the years, this individual has tried to reach out to me and I have distanced myself because, you know, I have moved forward. I have forgiven her, but I will not forget. And so I don't want to rebuild a relationship, but I haven't like actively burned that bridge. It just sort of, what did you say the last time we talked? The slow response, which is the synonym of ghosting, the appropriate ghosting. I'm like, no, we were never, you know what you did. I know what you did. And we're just moving on with our lives. So cool. I'm happy. You're happy, but I don't want to. This woman, by the way, also hilarious sidebar. She would like put my name up for jobs, which I thought was hilarious. Like strategic introductions. I'm like, you Chanel lady, you putting my name up for strategic jobs. Anyways, but
what do you make of that? That she put your name up. What do you make of that?
Make of it as what you would say, as you've taught me, she's trying to align herself with me and my brand. She's trying to pretend that she once knew me. And you know, I'm humble, was raised that way. Stay humble, hustle hard. But I, like, there's something about that. She knew and I knew. And that's all I'm going to say. I didn't burn that bridge. I left professionally and respectfully. But because, you know, you have to keep those chips. I'm not burning every bridge. But when someone has crossed the line way too many times, that's when I'm going to burn the bridge. And I think it's appropriate. And it's like, just like you said so beautifully, your record, you sleep well at night.
Yeah. And you know what? And so when you say she knew or she was trying to align, right? So I make of this, it's one of three things. Either she is, she knows that she did you dirty, okay? And so she's trying to recover or redeem herself without apologizing. That's a whole nother episode when people hide their behavior. Put that in the parking lot. They won't technically acknowledge the offense or apologize, but they come in close in terms of, because they're trying to proximity, write that down, put it in a parking lot. And we will talk about that, about proximity. Okay. Ooh. So that's one, apologizing. Good, good, I know good. It's so much. And or two, unaware. So her EQ, so there was lack of awareness. That's another, that's number two in terms of a possibility. She was unaware. And that is a flag, right? Lack of self-awareness. You need, like, that's one of the leadership skills or skills and competencies of a leader is to forever be increasing on your own awareness of self.
Right.
Right. Right. I am constantly working on that because, of course, but anyway, but the third is what you said. The third is she was trying to align herself, realign herself, because what she didn't know is when you separated that you were going to be the genius that you were. You were already the genius way back when, but she was trying to cancel you and down. She didn't know. That was the problem.
By the way, my husband reminded me, he does listen to my stories. I think sometimes he doesn't. He's like, isn't that the woman who threw something at you and your team? She did. And this was like, this is Devil Wears Chanel. Oh my God. This was, she was, but you know what? Here's the other thing. Go back to our episode where we talked about scorecards and the glass cliff. Right. Because what would her scorecard be? Her scorecard would be that she had 28 people over the course of 3 years.
That goes on our scorecard. That's going on our scorecard.
She had a team of 14.
How many losses? Look, losses. How many losses?
Losses
versus promotions is going on our scorecard.
There you go. Write down. How do you do that? That's a I mean, listen, I didn't burn that bridge. Maybe in the course of that long career, that would have been the second one I burned, but the other one I burned / detonated, and I sleep well at night, so I'm good.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. In the last 100 years, we've seen financial markets swing, new currencies come and go, decades of savings lost in days, all showing that a retirement plan without a guarantee, quite simply, isn't enough. So more than a retirement plan, TIAA makes you a retirement promise. A promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. A promise that pays off. Learn more at TIAA.org/promises pay off.
I'm Kwame Christian, and I am the CEO of the American Negotiation Institute, and I want you to check out my podcast, Negotiate Real Change. Listen to conversations with leaders in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space, and learn the secrets behind what it really takes to become a successful advocate, ally, and change maker in your organization. Check out Negotiate Real Change on your favorite podcast player.
You know, you made me think of somebody, this was a long time ago, and they burned a bridge and then they tried to come in close. And
you tried to burn a bridge with DC Marshall?
They did. Yeah. They tried to steal my IP and I took them to court. The young, naive, insecure young woman that I was, I can't even believe I had the courage to do that way back when.
Good for you. Amazing. I believe it.
I didn't even believe like what gave me the audacity. I took her to small claims court. I created a program and she tried to steal it. Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
I'll never forget. Okay. Yeah. I remember
what happened. When you went to court.
Yes. And then they ruled in my favor and she had to pay me. I mean, it was a small amount, but I think it meant so much to me, I think, to stand up for myself. Yeah. And I was so young, or it was so very early on. I mean, it was something like $5,000 or she definitely had to pay me on a schedule. Like the court ruled. She tried to steal my IP. And then years later, she tried to come in close. She'd send me a message. And, you know, I think it was
woman who stole your IP and had to pay you $10,000.
She had to pay me in payments. It was a payment schedule. So she didn't have the money.
So let me ask you this. As she's coming in close, is there an apology?
Did she apologize? I don't think so. I think she sort of massaged it as, we're all in the same space together. It'd be great to connect. And, you know, I could tell you what I think happened, but, you know, I think you want to hear what I think happened.
I do. I'm leaning back, in.
You circle back like 5 years later. 5 years later is exactly what happened with you, where you burned the bridge. And then the woman 5 years forward, you are now the Meeta Malik, LinkedIn top voice, Harvard Business Review, published author, LinkedIn podcast, major deal, contributor, over 100,000 followers, and a massive community. She probably began to do her work. And if it was in the women's space, and if you're in the New York metro area, they probably said, oh, do you know DC Marshall? You should probably, do you see? And what I imagine is probably she had too many conversations and somebody said, oh, do you know D? Or I think it went something like that. That's what I feel like.
I love that. You know what?
Because that's what happened. Where other people people, right? And so you have to be really careful. This goes in the parking lot. When people lean in because they now need proximity, or they want proximity because the spaces that they are in, the people are acknowledging the champion. So if somebody goes, you know, like if people,
well, I need this talk with you. We're going to do an episode on this. I'm experiencing it now. That's why I selfishly, but let me ask you, you just sparked something for me. So if you burn a bridge, can you resurrect it? Can you rebuild it? Well, here's the question. In your case, as we talked about, that bridge is burned. It's to ashes. Like I don't see that. And she can come back, and that's okay. And yeah. I know who you are. You go high, and I'm sure you either did a slow response or a short, nice response, and that was it. But yeah, if you decide to burn a bridge, can you rebuild it?
I think if you are making the decision to burn, you don't really want it. You can stay clean and solid and a solid resolve in what you did and be okay and well, indicative of two things. You can sleep well at night. And if you see said leader at a conference, it's all good. Hey, how are you? That's it. But you don't need my number. We don't need to sit at the same table. Don't give them proximity to you, because then the story, don't take a selfie. You don't want to be seen in a photo with the leader.
Don't take the selfie. Dodge it when they put the...
But you can be cordial, because I believe in forgiveness and grace. We've all made mistakes. So I am really of the opinion, I'm not perfect, but I shoot for excellence. And so I like maintaining cordial with all people. And if I see someone from 5 or 10 years ago and they say hello, I'm probably going to say hello, but I'm going to manage the time. You want to watch. So actually probably don't come in close. Yeah.
So I need some therapy then, because for the bridge I burned, I would pretend I didn't know them. If they came up to me, I would say, "Oh, I think you're mistaking me for my cousin Mita. I'm Rita."
Oh my! Where's my shade?
I think you're mistaking me for someone else. Nice to meet you. I don't think I could do what you did. Now, for some other people, the one bridge that I burned, right? That one, I'm not even going to be like hello and pretend. I'm just going to. All y'all, D just changed her shades. So yeah, that's what I would do. I would just pretend I didn't know them. I don't want to even use the energy to be the fakeness, right?
I like it. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Everybody, I'm wearing my shades because Misa, actually it's true. I love this, but she's like, I'm pretending. I don't even know you. Who are you? Where are you? Who are you? Who?
That's what's only your, for one person.
Your name? What? When was this? Because I am a New York Times bestselling author. I'm sorry. Mita, everybody, here is where Black girl energy and Brown girl energy divide.
You're so funny.
Receipts, okay? I am pulling all of the receipts, okay? I am that friend. I am that person. Mita, a stop from her South Asian view, right? We've talked about this. This is why we do the show.
Well, listen, you are a better person than me. I am going to strive to be a better person. I can't believe that the woman who you brought to small claims court, she had to pay you on a payment plan, stole your IP. And if you see her at a conference, you're going to say, hey, hi, and manage the time.
Well, you're right. But Mita.
So good.
Okay. But let's say we're 5 years removed. I'm telling you, she sent I did ignore the DM, like in Facebook or something like that. But if I saw her and she said hello, and because here's the awkwardness. If you're in like a business setting or conference, if she says, I'm just going to say hello and keep like, it's not going to be a conversation. Now I'll tell you the other one who burned a bridge and wanted to have a private conversation with me. No, I said, no, see, that's where the line is. I said, I'm saying hello, but what you can do is because you know why? I don't even want your apology. Girl, bye. Okay.
I'm sticking to my, hi, my name is Mita. Nice to meet you. Have we met before? Or you're mistaking me for my cousin Rita. That's it. I don't have energy. Only for the bridges I've burned, not for the rest. The rest I can forgive. Even the boss who once wore Chanel, I would say hello to her. And I would do what you say. Hello? Hope you're doing well. Walk away and dodge. Dodge when they try to do the selfie. Dodge when they try to do the selfie. Because I am short, y'all, and they're probably going to come out and get me in a picture with them. No. Dodge it. Proximity. We're going to do another episode about that. I love that. All right, we're going to get to... All right, Warren, we're going to stop and get to our tips. We're having too much fun. We still have another episode to do, too. Well, Dee, no one can ever say we don't have fun at the Brown Table Talk. So thank you all for being here. Today's episode was Stop Telling Us to Burn Bridges. And that is something that we've heard from our audience, but also Dee and I have been thinking about. So thanks for listening. And we're going to head to the tips now. And so Dee, I'm going to ask you to give us one and two.
Sure. All right. I'll give it to you here. And then I'll also share on browntabletalkpodcast.com. Number one is burn the bridge that has caused hurt and harm. Remember the 80-20 rule and that there's only 20% of what you probably should and are qualified to burn. And it is the experiences that have legitimately caused you hurt and harm. And then number two is just make sure that whatever it is that you do, it allows you to sleep well at night, right? You are in integrity when you burn the bridge that allows you to sleep well at night and that you have not made any false accusations or you have not been petty, but that there was something that would make this, burning the bridge a better experience for other people. I hope that makes sense to all of our listeners. And so, Mita, why don't you take us over to number three?
It does indeed. It does indeed, Dee. Makes a lot of sense. I will say number three, burn your bridges wisely. As we talked about, if you are burning a bridge, you're not likely not interested in resurrecting or rebuilding it. And yes, Dee, I sleep well at night knowing that I have a long career ahead and I have burned my bridges wisely. Thank you all for being here. We so appreciate you and the community. Please share this conversation with someone who needs to hear it today. Please go follow us on Apple and Spotify. Subscribe, review. We so appreciate you and we see you next time.
Bye.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.